from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, this just in, former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has been sentenced to 11 years in prison. The decision handed down Wednesday in Manhattan courtroom comes after he was convicted last July on several bribery charges. The charges tie back to an investigation launched in 2022 when agents raided Menendez's home and found more than a dozen gold bars and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash. Prosecutors had called for a 15-year sentence, but lawyers for Menendez had pushed for a lesser sentence. Several New Jersey politicians and leaders are reacting with disappointment to President Trump's statement about drones over New Jersey. Congressman Josh Gontheimer sent a letter to the FAA demanding further explanation about the, quote, research and various other reasons that the drones were operating. Monmouth County Sheriff Sean Golden laid blame on the FAA for a lack of transparency about the drones, creating, quote, heightened alarm and unnecessary anxiety in the community. Congressman Tom Keene says there are still many unanswered questions. New Jersey receives a rough report card today on its efforts to prevent and control tobacco usage. The American Lung Association is pushing New Jersey to expand its smoke-free laws to include casinos.
It really is, you know, amazing that we are still having this conversation in 2025.
Michael Sealback with the Lung Association says out of five scores for New Jersey, two are F grades in the categories of tobacco taxes and funding for prevention programs. And these New Jersey schools are changing their schedules for the Super Bowl.
Just outside Philadelphia, schools in Gloucester City will open late the Monday after the big game. There will be a two-hour delay for all schools in the district. Gloucester City school officials say they want students and families to be able to stay up late and watch the Eagles take on the Chiefs. The Super Bowl is Sunday, February 9th. Kickoff is 6:30 p.m. If the Eagles win, celebrations could go late into the night. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And now the Lester Glenn Business Report. A public health alert was issued for frozen, fully cooked Wegmans breaded chicken breast nuggets by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service. The alert covers 46-ounce plastic packages containing Wegmans family-packed, fully cooked breaded chicken breast that's with rib meat, with a best-if-used-by date of August 26, 2025. Customers are told not to eat that product as there may be bone fragments. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 137 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in-skin weather in these closing days of January. Our flip-flopping forecast continues. Each day's weather, very different than the day before. Skies clear tonight. It'll be breezy and cold. Not my favorite combination. Lows in the 20s, wind chills in the teens. And tomorrow will be cold and blustery. Highs only make it into the mid-30s with sunshine and late-day clouds. Friday, periods of rain expected from daybreak through early evening. Pretty much all day wet. Some freezing rain and icing possible early on Friday, especially in North Jersey, along and north of Interstate 78. Highs on Friday around 50 degrees. Saturday cools down, but it'll be sunny and seasonable, lower 40s. Clouds and a snow shower chance for Sunday, highs upper 30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro.
Right now, Sussex is 39, Trenton is 48, Egg Harbor Township is 52. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5, and weather's brought to you by Mark Patrick Seminars. Lose the weight or stop smoking for only $49.99 guaranteed. Seminars are Sunday, February 16th at the Crown Plaza in Edison, or you can go to one Monday, February 17th at the Holiday Inn Express in Bordentown. Register now at markpatrickseminars.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.